A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all the other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish just as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think that they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now, I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when two people love one another, and this is above all true in marriage, though it could apply to any relationship of love, that of siblings, that of a parent to a child, or even the relationship of friendship. When two people love one another, forgiveness ought to be sought and granted often. Indeed, the stronger the love, the more pure the love, the more real the love between them, the more forgiveness will be asked for and received. What is the hardest thing for any person to say to another? "Will you please forgive me?" It's far harder to say that than to say, "I love you." But when we ask for forgiveness, it's so difficult because we make ourselves vulnerable to another, and we would not do that unless we love that person. But it's also a sign of love because we believe that the person we're asking forgiveness from will grant forgiveness. We trust in the love that that individual has for us. And when forgiveness is asked for and received, it clears out what stands in the way of that love growing. And so two people who really want to be perfected in love, they're going to be doing that all the time. When that's not happening, it's a sign that that love lacks something. That love needs to be purified, that it's immature in ways. And actually, the more we grow in love, the more readily we won't hesitate to say, "Will you please forgive me?" And the more we love another person, the less we will delay in giving them forgiveness. And our Lord Jesus Christ reveals to us today that that is above all true in our relationship with God. You know, it's interesting, he connects these two. He's calling for the Pharisees, or everyone listening, to repent. And he relates that to bearing fruit. Repentance and love go hand in hand. When Adam and Eve sinned, what is the very first thing we heard that they did? They immediately covered themselves because all of a sudden there is something between them. There's something that stands between their love, but not just between them, but they go and they hide from God. They're embarrassed. Every single sin we commit, we place a little bit of distance between us and God. And the more we sin, the further the distance. And the only thing that can break that down is to say, "Lord, will you please forgive me? I want that wall to come crumbling down." I remember a great priest that I met in Rome, who is now an archbishop. He's a papal nuncio. He shared with me one time, he would make a daily holy hour. And he said, "The very first thing I do every time I go before our Lord, I lay before him the sins from yesterday's holy hour to today's, and I make an act of contrition. Because whatever is preventing the intimacy that the Lord and I ought to have with one another, I want removed right away. Or I think of John Paul II or Mother Teresa. Why would two living saints go to confession at least every single week? Because they wanted to be perfected in love. Because they were madly in love and wanted their love to grow. Every once in a while, I'll have someone come to confession and they'll say, Lord, Father, it's been 7 years, or it's been 10 years. And they'll say, Father, I can't really think of anything that I've done wrong. And what do I immediately know? That they are not in love. Because if you're in love with somebody, you know immediately, if you're an attentive lover, if you're truly in love, you know right away when you've hurt your beloved. Let's ask our Lord for the grace that we might seek to be perfected in love, that we might be perfect lovers, that we might bear the most abundant fruit for Him, because it's not what we do that bears fruit, it is the love with which we do it. And repentance is necessary for that love to be increased.